You're listening to a Case Notes special on vitamins. I'm Dr. Mark Porter, and my guest is David Bender from University College London. David, do you share Nick's view that vitamin D insufficiency, as opposed to obvious deficiency, is a problem?
Yes, we're getting a lot of evidence now, Nick referred to some of it, that vitamin D is involved in a whole range of activities, quite separate from the classical bone turnover. It's certainly important in the secretion of insulin, so it's a factor in diabetes. It may be a factor in obesity and type 2 diabetes. It may well be a factor in many cancers, including prostate cancer.
In that vitamin D, good vitamin D levels may be protective.
Yes, good levels are protective, and our estimates of requirements are based on preventing rickets. So almost certainly appropriate or adequate levels are higher than that. A lot of data coming out in the United States now.
Well, Nick referred to his own data there, suggesting that, you know, a significant proportion of young babies are, let's say, insufficient. They don't have enough vitamin D or don't have ideal levels of vitamin D. Why don't we recommend supplementation for during pregnancy and in particularly in breastfed children?
I suppose the answer to this really is we used to. When I was an infant, rickets was totally abolished in the late 40s, 1950s. Having been called the English disease in the 1920s, because vitamin D was added to everything we were given as infants and toddlers.
And it was the English disease because of our climate, partly because of our climate.
Yes. Yeah. So vitamin D was added to everything we had as toddlers, and then in the late 1950s, a small number of children were found to be particularly sensitive to vitamin D poisoning. And they developed, well, a few of them died. So there was a decision to reduce the amount of vitamin D added. And then gradually, because rickets appeared not to be a problem, it slipped off the agenda. But in fact, if you look over the years, people have gone in and about 10% of children, toddlers, in most northern cities where people have looked, are marginal for vitamin D. Not deficient, but marginal.
I mean, would you consider, is vitamin D poisoning likely to happen if a parent, for instance, a concerned parent, having listened to this item, decides that she will get her son or daughter an appropriate multivitamin supplement for their age and then she sticks to the right dose? Is vitamin D poisoning likely?
No, at an appropriate level that's fine. The problem in the 1950s was it was added to rusks and baby milk and whatever else we took, and of course we had to swallow our cod liver oil on a teaspoon.